I born in a strong Muslim family, which is Shia. I grew up in my faith, which is transferred from my grandma to my grandfather, to my dad, and transferred to me. I remember years ago when I was as a child, my grandmother were encouraging me to do namaz and do the Islam's traditional. I try to follow the faith they keep telling me since I was young. I remember even I was child like 12 years old. My grandma said, "You have to, if you want to go to heaven, you have to follow what we are teaching you." And my grandfather from my dad's side, he had a mosque, you know. So I was 12 years old, I lost my dad and my sister in car accident. And I was living with them for 2 years at least. And I was doing fasting, I was doing all the stuff they were telling me. I was thinking Allah, which is the God in Islam, he's someone in heaven, okay? He never have any relationship with me. When I need him, I cry out, you know, to help me. You know, I was empty, you know, I was in bad situation. He was not near to me. I thought maybe, you know, I'm in this big world, there is no hope for me. I really hate people that time. I was full of anger. I said, people don't like me. God doesn't care about me. You know, religion doesn't help me. So why I have to leave? So one day I decided to suicide. I was crying that night. I remember I drank also. I said, God, why I'm not dying? You know, I don't want to leave anymore. Why I have to leave? And after that was one day I remember my friend, whose name is Hassan, he introduced me to some Christian organization. One day he told me, there is a church in this street. Do you want to go and visit that church? I said, no, I don't want to go to the church. And he was Muslim too. I don't want to go to the church. He said, no, let's go there. So we went there anyway. It was the middle of the service and preacher was preaching about the message of gospel. I remember he was saying, God is our Father. And that was the place I feel empty in my heart. I thought the emptiness in my heart is because I don't have my dad. But it was not true, actually. It was part of it. But he was teaching, he was preaching, you know, God is our Father. And then his message was speaking to my heart. I feel, you know, it's some relationship between his word and my heart. He was telling in his message, you know, how God loves people, even though they are sinner, even though they are not walking with him every day. But he was telling me about his passion. God has, you know, he's created us as a father, and he loves us, you know. Doesn't matter who we are from. Which generation, from which religion, if we are Muslim, if we are Christian, he's Abba Father, you know. So when the service ended, the gentleman came, he said, if you want to come and give your heart to Jesus, I was going to do that really, but I was afraid of my friend, Hassan was there. I said, no, he's going to see, you know, I became Christian, he's going to tell all the neighbors, friends, you know, yeah, and Natan became Christian. And same, so it was very, you know, it was war inside of me, okay? Some voice said, go to the altar, to the front and give your heart. And another voice said, no, don't do that. You know, it was, you know, my flesh was telling me, don't do that. So the gentleman came again. He said, you know, this preacher is going to preach entire week. If you want to come, welcome tomorrow also. I said, yes, I'm going to go to the church again, but without Hassan, you know. I don't want to go with Hassan. But after that service, I went home. I couldn't sleep that night. The word of that preacher were talking to me all night, you know. It was really touched my heart. So then tomorrow after work, I went to the church. I was first person in the sanctuary, and then I feel very different smell I never feel in the past, you know. And then suddenly people started to come to the church one by one, and then people start to singing and worship the Lord. In the past, I was going to the mosque, you know. I never seen people singing for the Lord, joying because they have something in their life. When I saw it was people crying to Allah, they were in sorrow, you know, because what happened to their imam or to their prophet. But I never seen someone is dancing, singing for the Lord. And one thing it was interesting to me also, it was they were singing to Jesus. One song I always remember, it touched my heart, was, you know, if you are tired, if you don't know about your future, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. If you are a sinner, tell it to Jesus, you know. So the songs were talking to my life, to my heart, you know. It was something I never experienced before. And the preacher came, the same preacher had preached yesterday. He came, he started preaching. His message was about how we are sinner. So yesterday he said God loves us, and today he said we are sinner. I found out through his message and word of God, the emptiness I have is not because I lost my dad. My problem is because I'm sinner. And that was the emptiness I never feel, I never do anything about it in the past. I try to be good Muslim, but that was not I needed. What I needed is to have to repent because I'm sinner. I remember, I don't know what happened suddenly, but before the pastor altar call, I was in the front. I was crying for 15 minutes. Later on, people told me, you know, you were crying out, you know, shouting, God, I need you. God, Jesus, if you're alive, come to my heart and change me. I'm a sinner. I don't know what to do. You are the only person. You can help me. So at the same time, a gentleman was looking at me, you know. He was looking at me. I'm crying for 15 minutes. He came. He said, young man, do you need help? I said, yes, please help me. I need help, you know. I don't know what to do, you know. And he came and he guided me to pray and, you know, give my heart to the Lord. After I gave my heart to the Lord, to Jesus, you know, I stood up. I feel I'm just, again, I can say I'm born again, you know. I didn't know anything about born again, but I feel I'm born. I'm new, you know, I'm fresh. So I was going home. The way I was going home, I was dancing and shouting, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus, the song, you know, in the very first beginning of the worship I heard, you know, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. After I went home, my mom said, something is wrong with you. What happened? You're crazy, you're different. Did you receive some money? I said, no. I found Jesus, you know, Jesus came to my life. She said, no, you are crazy. You know, what are you talking? Jesus is a prophet. He's in the heaven, you know. I said, no, I changed. I'm not the same person. And after that, after that night, I feel, you know, a new beginning in my life. So everything was converted, everything was transformed, you know. I was a bad person, I was sinner, I was empty. Now I became, you know, a happy person, no more anger in my life, you know. And I start to love people, you know. In the past, I never liked people. I love to fight with them. I love to be against of the people's teaching or ideas. But now I love more people. From that night, I feel I'm a new person. I never have a relationship with Allah. I try to be closer to Allah, but nothing received from Him. I didn't know Allah is different than Jehovah God in Christianity. And then, but through Jesus Christ, my Lord, I start to have new relationship with my Creator, with my Savior. So every time I start reading His Word, you know, the Gospel, you know, every time I had my quiet time with the Lord, I feel God is near me. I feel he's friend of me. I remember when I got baptized, the pastor said, "Yeah, Brother Elnathan, he lost his father, but he found Heavenly Father." So I found that I have someone more valuable than human person. So I have now my Father God. He's always with me, and he gave me everything I needed, you know. So maybe many things is still same thing because I live in this earth, you know, in this world, but I feel more peace. I feel more joy, you know. So when I go to the church, when I serve the Lord, I feel I'm walking with someone, I'm talking with someone, He's always with me. The Bible shows us God is always looking, searching for people who are searching for Him. I know many of you are watching my testimony of this program. You are looking for the truth. You are looking for someone to help you to know the true God. I just want to mention today, I just want to give you this passage. God loves you. God wants to be close too. I know many of you are following something you never have relationship with it, as I did, you know. But I want to tell you, Word of God said, Jesus died for all of us. To make the bridge, we can go to God's presence, to have a close relationship with Him. I know many of you are today looking for to satisfy the Lord. Then you can go to heaven and spend eternity with the Lord. Jesus provided this for us. When He died on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago, He made the way for us so we can go through His blood, through His crucifixion to God's presence. And even though if we die today, we go to His presence and spend eternity forever. I know many of you trying to follow the Sharia, the law of Islam, that might give you peace in your heart. I know many of you for years and years and years doing that, but still you're feeling you're far away from God. I just want to let you know, in Christ, you just need to give your heart to the Lord. At the moment you're giving your heart to the Lord, you don't have to follow the Sharia. You just have to submit your heart and follow the Christ every day. And then you will see God's peace in your life, joy of the Lord in your heart.